by a fit of memento mori. Most of my affairs were tidied up years ago, but there is always a muddle somewhere. Mine was in 6 old box files on a top shelf of the wardrobe in my little used spare bedroom, normally out of sight and out of mind. But now, for no particular reason, they intruded into my thoughts with an irritating persistence. Their contents ought to be sorted through, and the papers either filed or destroyed. Henry and Margaret, my son and daughter-in-law, would expect to find that I, the most meticulous of fathers, had spared them even this minor inconvenience on my death. There was nothing else I needed to do. I was waiting, suitcase packed, for Margaret to come in the car to collect me for a family Christmas I would infinitely have preferred to spend alone in my temple flat. To collect me. That is what we can so easily be made to feel at 73. An object, not exactly precious, but likely to be brittle, to be carefully collected, conscientiously cared for, and as conscientiously returned. I was ready too early, as I always am. There were nearly 2 hours to be got through before the car arrived. Time to sort out the boxes. The box files, bulging and one with the lid wrenched loose, were tied with thin cord. Undoing this and opening the first box, I was met by a half-forgotten, nostalgic smell of old papers. I carried the box to the bed, settled down, and began leafing through a miscellany of papers from my prep school days. Old school reports, some of the inked comments yellowing, others as clear as if written yesterday. Letters from my parents, still in their fragile envelopes, with the foreign stamps torn away to give to school friend collectors. 1 or 2 school exercise books with highly marked essays, which I had probably kept to show my parents on their next furlough. Lifting one of these, I discovered the yo-yo. It was just as I remembered it. Bright red, glossy, tactile, and desirable. The string was neatly wound with only the looped end for the finger showing. My hand closed round the smooth wood. The yo-yo precisely fitted my palm. It felt cold to the touch, even to my hand, which is now seldom warm. And with that touch, the memories came flooding back. The verb is trite but accurate. They came like a full tide, sweeping me back to the same day 60 years ago, December the 23rd, 1936, the day of the murder. I was at prep school in Surrey and was, as usual, to spend Christmas with my widowed grandmother in her small manor house in West Dorset. The rail journey was tedious, requiring 2 changes, and there was no local station, so she usually sent her own car and driver to collect me. But this year was different. The headmaster called me into his study to explain. "I've had this morning a telephone call from your grandmother, Charlecourt. It appears that her chauffeur is unwell and will be unable to fetch you. I've arranged for Carter to drive you down to Dorset in my personal car. I need him until after lunch, so it will be a later arrival than usual. Lady Charlecourt has kindly offered him a bed for the night. And Mr. Michaelmas will be travelling with you. Lady Charlecourt has invited him to spend Christmas at the manor, but no doubt she has already written to you about that." She hadn't, but I didn't say so. My grandmother wasn't fond of children and tolerated me more from family feeling, I was, after all, like her only son, the necessary heir, than from any affection. She did her dutiful best each Christmas to see that I was kept reasonably happy and out of mischief. There was a sufficiency of toys appropriate to my sex and age, purchased by her chauffeur on written suggestions from my mother, but there was no laughter, no young companionship, no Christmas decorations, and no emotional warmth. I suspected that she would much have preferred to spend Christmas alone than with a bored, restless, and discontented child. I don't blame her. I have reached her age, and I feel exactly the same. But as I closed the door of the headmaster's study, my heart was heavy with resentment and disgust. Didn't she know anything about me or the school? Didn't she realise that the holiday...